أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وأوفوا الكيل إذا كلتم وزنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about murder and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared murder haram unless there is a just reason for the death penalty to be implemented. Otherwise, it is completely forbidden for one to kill another without any just reason. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the wealth of the orphan child and how we should behave when it comes to the wealth of the orphan child and the caution that we should exercise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the fulfillment of covenants, contracts, and agreements that we have with others, and most importantly, the covenant that we have with Allah. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of our behavior and our attitude when it comes to business dealings and transactions. And there too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that we should exercise caution in all our business dealings. When it comes to weighing, when it comes to measuring, when it comes to calculating, when it comes to marketing, in every aspect of our dealings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that we should be honest and that we should show and display trustworthiness. Allah says, وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ. Allah says, give measure in full whenever you measure. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking of measuring things, but it's not confined to that. Whatever business dealing we are engaged in, we should exercise caution. Rather give more than give less. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, when the two transactors come together and they are about to enter into a deal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِن صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. If both of them are honest, nobody is hiding anything, and bayyana, they make everything clear, there's transparency, complete transparency between the two, Allah Ta'ala will give that transaction barakah. Allah will place barakah in that transaction. وَإِن كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if they lie, if any one of them lies, there's exaggeration, there are lies that are spoken, and there is no transparency, there is something that one of the two parties is concealing and not disclosing to the next party, Allah says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مُرْحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا. The barakah of the transaction is immediately eliminated and eradicated. Such a deal does not enjoy the divine blessing and barakah of Allah, meaning the outcome thereof, the product or the money that is earned, will not be a means of good for such a person, and a person will be able to achieve and acquire very little through whatever he has earned from a business dealing that has been deprived of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's barakah and blessing. So the first instruction that Allah gives us, Allah says, وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلِ, and give the measure in full. Give full measure, إِذَا كِلْتُمْ, whenever you measure. وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and whenever you weigh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, do so using a straight balance. Those days, something was common that they would fidget and they would manipulate the device that they are using in order to weigh a product. So before putting the product on already, there is some weight that is shown on the scale or on the balance. And today also, perhaps people can manipulate the device that is used to calculate the kilometers when it comes to the vehicle, manipulate that so that it doesn't reflect the correct reading, and many other different ways, things that can be manipulated in order to give a wrong reading and in order to give an incorrect reading. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whenever you weigh, do so using a straight balance. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, Allah says, that is the best. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. If you do this in your business transaction, there is caution, there is a sense of honesty, and there is trustworthiness, and there's transparency displayed whenever you transact and whenever you deal. Allah says that is best for you, وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا, and it is the best for you in the end result, that is in Akhirah. So in Akhirah also, not only in this dunya is it good for you, not only in this dunya would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to enjoy barakah through your dealings and through your transactions, but also in Akhirah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the end result will also prove to be the best for you. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Another instruction Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Allah says, do not pursue something you have no knowledge about. You have no knowledge about somebody's matter, an affair, something happening in the community, something that has taken place. Don't go and poke your fingers in something you have no knowledge about. Leave it. You have no knowledge about it. Don't go and pursue it. And try and figure out and determine and get to know something that you have no knowledge about. Allah says, don't do that. لا تقفو ما ليس لك به علم. If you don't have knowledge about something, don't go and interfere in it. Don't pursue it. Don't spend your time and your energy trying to know of it when you are not meant to know anything about it. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُذَائِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. Allah says the ears that you are going to perhaps use to try and draw some information, والبصر, the eyes which you have used perhaps to try and spy in order to get the information, والفؤاد, the heart, that which you use to perhaps think of something you have absolutely no knowledge about, كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. Every one of those organs will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. Every one of those organs, whatever we use our ears for, whatever we use our eyes for, whatever we think with our hearts and we perceive with our minds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كل أولئك, all of those كان عنه مسؤولا, will certainly be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.